So when we feel that we're not able to take on that challenge of being trusted with the gospel, let's remind ourselves that we have been chosen and we are a child of God. We are entrusted with the good deposit. But Timothy's also challenged. Timothy is entrusted to guard the good deposit. Paul says, guard the good deposit entrusted to you. And we know that Paul was always defending the gospel, making sure wherever he went that it was properly understood, because there were loads of false teachers out there, loads of bandits trying to churn out all sorts of garbage. And he knew that he had to guard the gospel, and he did. The act or duty of protecting or defending. This is our watch now. And it's more than that guard's life is worth if he doesn't protect whatever he's protecting. He's in trouble. Guard the good deposit entrusted to you. And so how do we guard the good deposit? How do we do that? We guard the gospel by defending it. When something has been entrusted into your care, you will do anything to defend it. It could be a thing, it could be a person, it could be a belief, it could be a football team. You see, nobody would have been able to get that register out of my hands. Two hands on that register, I would have rugby tackled and probably been excluded, but I had been entrusted with that register. Don't you dare think that you're going to take that register out of my hands, you'll get a kick. And it comes back to me in the same when we are defending the gospel. How much we believe it's necessary to defend will be what we put into it. There's a Dutch proverb that says, attack is the best form of defense. Attack is the best form of defense. I put that in before last night's game. But when you think about it in terms of defending the gospel, you see, there are ways to do it. The Bible is actually 100% accurate, especially when thrown at close range. So I suggest that you all get a Bible and you start throwing them at people and seeing, no. Or please don't do this either. Because there's ways of attacking and defending. There is ways, and for sure, these two are not. We don't mean by any weapon when we're attacking, but we do mean words and lives that show what we are defending. What lay behind Paul's defense was attack of confidence and assurance. How do you think he said these words? And I loved it when Leslie read them, she put a little bit of oomph into it. I know whom I have believed, and am convinced that he is able to do what? To guard what I have entrusted to him for that day. He didn't say, oh, well, I kind of think and I'm sort of convinced and maybe I'll be able to guard. Paul was so emphatic. I am convinced. No, just keep your head down, you lot. You know, stay low. Don't mention the J word. Keep quiet. Don't mention Jesus. No, I know. I am convinced. And you see, he says, I know whom. A person. He knew Jesus. Some of us enjoyed Shane Claiborne the other Sunday. By the time we got to him, it was really good. And he made some very, very good points at the Baptist Assembly. And I went back and listened to him again this week. He said this: our works don't earn our salvation. Our works demonstrate our salvation. Personal salvation and social justice have got to be held together. That's how we defend the gospel, by showing that salvation and social justice go hand in hand. Guard the gospel by defending it, but guard the gospel by not being ashamed. Paul mentions this word ashamed quite a lot, so don't be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. And in Romans he says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it's the power of God that brings salvation. So if we believe the good news enough to defend, then we should be prepared to put our heads above the parapet for it. And that sometimes is tough in increasingly pluralistic and increasingly secular, in increasingly anything goes society. The gospel can be embarrassingly exclusive and alien. Reluctant to do something through fear or embarrassment. That's what it means. And we've all been there, you know, that moment when your parents embarrass you. I'm looking at Malachi and Ethan now and some teenagers over there. They just embarrass you all the time, don't they? Look, Henry's saying, nodding, and of course they do. It's part of being a parent. But so often our society and the media has made us feel on the back foot, the minority voice. And so you've got Dot Cotton. Has she helped us or has she hindered us? Has she given us a platform to build on to say something? What about the Rev? You see, you've got an opportunity into a conversation when somebody says, oh, that Rev, he's rather, apart from good looking, he says it as it is. And you say, well, yeah, come to my church and you'll hear the same sort of thing said. Or come to my church and you will see. And one day, me and Lara will do Alice and Geraldine again for you all. But you see, we need to use those things as a platform. But on the other hand, we can get ashamed by something like this, that we know is not what we believe, and yet the whole world is seeing that. So how do we react? Or this one, these people, sorry, in Westboro, whatever, they don't even deserve to be called anything, but the people in America, you know, making all this song and dance. We've got to stand up to the domino effect. I found this image really quite powerful. See the dominoes? They're all toppling. Think of that in terms of society. Is it time that we put our hand into those dominoes and stopped the toppling? How do we do that? By guarding the gospel, by defending it. But also, guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it, let's say together, with... Okay. God doesn't say, you're a child of mine. There's a place for you in my Father's house, and say, off you go, do it yourself. He's given us what Tim told us all about so well last week. Not the whiz-bang wallop, but the gentle reminder that we have that power in us to do it. Guard the good gospel, folks, that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Please, please, please on our leg of the relay race, let's not drop the baton. Let's guard and defend, because it's worth it. Another song that they played on at the Baptist Assembly, not on the Sunday, but one of the evenings that I was watching, was a song that's I Speak Jesus. And the words are just brilliant. I'll just sit there, enjoy the words, listen, and then I'll pray.